The budget fix Governor Jim Doyle proposed in March would have used nearly $300 million from Wisconsin's Roads Fund to plug a hole in the general fund, which is essentially the state's checkbook. In other words, it would have used money the state brings in from the gas tax to make up for a sales tax that's lagging. Legislative leaders from both parties objected, but they've yet to offer up an alternative that a majority of lawmakers can support. And so without any agreement, Doyle has warned that the state's May payments for road projects could be affected. Craig Thompson with the Wisconsin Transportation Builders Association says the road fund should never have been on the chopping block in the first place.
The only reason that the transportation fund is at risk is because we've got leaders in Madison that have made a political decision to either use that for leverage or to use it as a piggy bank to try to solve the problem in the general fund.
Thompson says cutting road spending and the construction jobs that go with it is the last thing the state should be doing when the economy is struggling. Others see it differently. Steve Hinneker is with the environmental group 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. He says this is a good opportunity to look seriously at the amount of waste in the transportation budget.
We have to look at what is the most important thing for state government to be doing. Is it to be spending dollars on new highway projects, or is it other priorities such as health care and things like that and schools?
But if the governor has his way, those road projects will continue. They'll just be paid for by future generations. That's because Doyle wants to borrow money to backfill what he takes out of the transportation fund. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.